Recently I spoke with Jason Corden and said, "You are having a good run with the girls. I didn't mean the two-legged, I meant the four-legged variety." And that run is continuing after Rose Hill on Saturday. Good morning. Congratulations, Jason.
Morning, Sean. How are you? Thanks so much.
That was a nice win. You had the two there. Insensata is a lovely filly. She's very consistent.
She is. She's working her way through the grades really nicely. She's got that turn of foot that suggests that she might be capable of going on to a better level of racing.
Where do you go with her now?
We just sort of probably tread water for a couple of days. She seems to have come through the run quite well. There is a three-year-old set weights 1400 in 2 weeks. Just got to figure out what weight she'd get there. I think she might end up with 56.5, 57.5, something around that mark. But, yeah, as long as she does well over the next few days, that may be an option there.
She's one of those lovely fillies that when she hits form, she finds it. Last prep, she put three together. She won three. And this time in, she's already had five runs.
Yeah, 100%. Early days, she was probably... She didn't really know what racing was all about. It took her a few runs to figure that out. Her runs were okay. But she was very green and very raw. Once she put it together, and that was bringing the three wins together at the provincials, she started to show that little bit of sparkle, that little bit of ability that's nice to see and coming through their grades like that. She's obviously gone on with it since.
Now, your other winner, Slightly Sweet, Jess Taylor, in the Winter Stakes there. That was a terrific run. After that little fresh, and the third the other day in the Civic Stakes was a good run.
Yeah, a few media outlets thought it was a bit of a shock result, but without being overconfident, I thought a run in the Civic Stakes set her up really nicely for a competitive performance on Saturday. The form lines looked right. The barrier was a little bit awkward, but fantastic ride by Jess sort of offset that, and it worked out that with a few of the unlucky runners drawn inside, the outside gates were probably where you wanted to be.
She's always shown you a heap of ability. I mean, you go back 2 years ago, she ran, third in the surround. She won the Keith Nolan at Kembla Grange. She won the James Carr Group 3 at Randwick.
Yeah, stack of abilities. A three-year-old raced against First Seal, Winks, you know, that season. So she wasn't running against Mugs or anything like that. Probably lost away a little bit through the last couple of seasons. She ran honest races. She wasn't getting beaten too far. Probably a little bit unlucky in a few races as far as in Melbourne, we ran into a track that was very biased one day. And Sandown, we had a good run down there against pretty strong company. So she's probably just been that two or three lengths below what she needed to be in that grade. This preparation after she was really disappointing first up, the addition of Blinkers has just turned her around. She's just a different horse. She's found a new lease of life. She's found those two or three lengths that she was probably lacking. And obviously it's nice to see her back in the winner's stall.
What instructions did you give Jess Taylor on Saturday?
No, look, she'd been on the horse a couple of times. She rode up at Scone. She ran third in the Civic. From the gate, you can't really ask them to do too much. They've got to see how the race pans out in front of them once they come out of the barriers. She was always going to just try and look to settle where she was comfortable. She did that. It was nice that she ended up with a bit of cover, and then it was just a matter of getting going at the right time.
Well, I've got your jock coming on next, Jess. You got a message for her?
No, I think she's had plenty of messages the last couple of days. You know, she held her own, stepping up into that, you know, some elite jockeys there. And she's a very underrated jockey, Jess. She does a lot of hard work and travels around and rides some very slow horses for people, obviously, like everyone does, but she wasn't out of place there. And like I said to her, when she got off the horse, there wasn't one rider in the race there on Saturday that I would have liked on that horse when inside the furlong, because she just threw everything at her and got across the line.
Fantastic. Good on you, Jason. Well, I'll talk to Jess in a moment. Good luck, mate. Good to catch up.
Thanks so much. Cheers.
Jason Coyle there.